We're on Alna here with today's Talking Point. On Friday afternoon, Sandra Bland had just accepted a new job at her alma mater, Prairie View A&M in Waller County, Texas. On the road, she was stopped by a state trooper for failing to signal while changing lanes. Police say she then became combative and she was taken to jail. On Monday morning, she was found in her cell, hung from a noose made with a trash bag. St. John Barnard Smith reports for the Houston Chronicle. Hi, good to have you on our program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the official report on this has been that it was a suicide. What more can you tell us?
Well, on Monday morning, jailers spoke with her at about 7, and then 2 hours later, as you said, she was found in her jail cell hanging from a partition between her bed area and the bathroom area. And obviously since then, it's gone viral across social media, and like you said, her family is just totally bewildered by this, and people are just very concerned and wondering what happened.
What about what happened before she went to jail? How did she get jailed in the first place for failing to signal while changing lanes?
Well, so that area of Waller County, I've been told, is an area where troopers frequently stop people in their cars, and they have a speed trap up there. What DPS told me was that she became combative. They took her out of the car. Then she kicked a trooper, at which point she was arrested and then taken to jail, of course.
DPS is the Department of Public Safety.
That's correct.
In
it's
Texas.
A statewide agency.
There's also a video of her, although it's from some distance, being held down by troopers.
That's correct. And in that, she says that she complains of having been slammed to the ground and of not being able to hear because of how hard, how roughly she was handled.
Is there enough audio available on that bystander recording that you can hear what she's saying?
It's very faint. It's, stuff like, do you even care, that she can't hear or things of that nature.
So she's protesting the way she's being treated.
That's correct.
What about bail? Did she try to get bail?
It's my understanding that, yes, she was in the process of trying to get bail. She was on a $5,000 bond, and that would have meant that she had to put up about 10% of that. I believe, and there's one report I saw that she'd already called a bail bondsman, and at a press conference in Chicago yesterday, her family said they'd been discussing helping her make bail as well.
So 10% of $5,000, and not that much. Presumably she was held over the weekend. That often happens in jails when you're arrested on Friday, or in courts, I should say, for the possibility of a hearing on Monday.
Yeah, exactly, I would imagine.
St. John Barnard Smith again with the Houston Chronicle. More than one state legislator is taking an interest in this, and one of them has joined us. He is State Senator Royce West, Democratic senator from Dallas, represents the 23rd Senatorial District in Texas. And, Senator, thanks very much for being on our program.
My pleasure.
You have written a lengthy letter to the DPS, the Department of Public Safety. Tell us what's in it, what you want to know.
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, I want to make certain that if the family is listening to this particular program, that we offer our sincere condolences.
Thank you for saying that.
And the whole tenor, not only of the letter, but of forthcoming activities that we'll be involved in, is to seek the truth. By way of background, I'm a former assistant district attorney and also defense attorney. And needless to say, a legislature that has looked into this area over the past sessions, I want to make certain that we leave no stone unturned and seeking what the truth is, and get as much of it as possible so that the family can hopefully be at peace in terms of what occurred. And if there was some criminal activity that occurred, then we need to make certain that the justice system in Texas responds appropriately to any criminal violations that occurred. I'm not saying that any criminal violations did occur, but what I'm saying is that we want to make certain that there is transparency, that everyone knows who's doing the investigation and exactly what's being investigated.
Apparently, the Department of Public Safety trooper involved was joined by local police in this matter. And one of the things you mentioned in your letter is that there have been body cams in some parts of Texas. Do you know if there were any body cams in this incident?
I don't know whether the local police department had body cameras, but I do know that based on the legislation that I passed around 2003 to help incentivize police departments to get dash cameras, not body cameras.
Okay.
We didn't pass that legislation until this session.
Let me go back to St. John Barnett-Smith with the Houston Chronicle. What have you heard about what the cameras might show?
I'm actually not sure. I just put in an open public information request to actually get a copy of those videos, if there are any available. One thing I also wanted to put out there, the most recent news, which you may or may not be aware of, but the state agency which oversees county jails across the state actually announced today that they'd found Waller County Jail out of compliance with minimum state standards in two areas. So that's sort of the most recent breaking news on this issue.
What areas?
It was in regards to how often inmates are observed. State law requires all inmates to be observed every hour with a face-to-face observation, and it appears that did not take place in this case. And then in how guards are trained in regards to dealing with inmates who are mentally disabled or potentially suicidal. And I'm not exactly clear on the issues in that second one, but they were also faulted in that area. That full report will be not released for a couple of days, according to the executive director of the commission.
Senator West, do you know anything about Waller County? We heard that they have a speed trap there. Do you know anything further about that? Is it a county where there has been a racial abuse by the police or anything of that kind?
You know, I can't sit up and say that I know firsthand. What I can tell you is this, that about, I think, in 2012, this may have been something that's online and got out of the Houston Chronicle, but the research shows that in 2012 there was another, quote-unquote, suicide there that that took place under kind of mysterious conditions also. You know, it kind of makes you wonder if what is being said as it relates to Ms. Bland's self-asphyxiation, as they call it, using a trash bag, why would a trash bag be in the cell? And there may be a logical reason, but I've never known a jail to do that. And then there's some discussion about the sheriff and his past conduct. So there's some things that are going on around that. And I think that to the extent that those are relevant, we need to make certain we have investigators look at it. And to the extent that they're not, then, you know, we shouldn't go down that rabbit trail when it doesn't really lead anywhere.
And the past conduct of the sheriff, what kind of questions have been raised?
Well, I mean, there's been some reports that he was fired from Hempstead, Texas, under conditions where he was discriminating against African Americans. I don't know, and I shouldn't put that out there, and I can't take it back now. I don't know whether it's true, but that's what's circulating on social media right now.
Well, we've certainly heard that report, and don't be concerned that you've done anything untoward. Very quickly, St. John Barnett-Smith, where does that report come from?
The Houston Chronicle actually reported that. That was before my time here. But in 2007, he received a two-week suspension, and then he was fired from Hempstead, where he was the chief of police. That was in 2008, and that, you know, there were criticisms of racism when that came up, and he did address that yesterday in a press conference at the Waller County Courthouse, where he talked about it, and he said that a lot of that had been politically motivated by people.
Okay.
Other councilmen, and then, I mean, he said Black Lives Matter to Glenn Smith.
Got it. St. John Barnett-Smith with the Houston Chronicle, State Senator Royce West, also a Senate President pro tem in Texas. Thank you both very much for being on our program today.